A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News time is now 6 o'clock. It's Monday, the 6th of April. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 57 degrees.
Dry roads and a crash-free start to the drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
Medics from Hill Air Force Base are now battling COVID-19 in New York City as testing ramps up across the country.
The coronavirus. Our special coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has more on the deployment from Hill Air Force Base. Mary?
Amanda, the first from the Reserve 419th unit left yesterday, and other nurse practitioners and RNs will be going out later this week. Chief Nurse Jimmy Jones says he has some nerves about being deployed, but he still wants to help and believes he can stay safe.
Being utilized in any way that can help not just the people of New York, but anywhere in the country is quite an honor to be selected.
He had only about 24 hours notice before leaving Utah. This executive order is from President Trump. It's for up to 180 days, but could be extended. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah has more than 1,600 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 8 people have died, 124 in the hospital. The Division of Emergency Management says our hospitals are not overwhelmed right now. Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy is being set up as an alternative care site for people who need to be hospitalized for other less serious issues.
Testing for COVID-19 is being ramped up nationwide. Last week alone, about 1.4 million Americans were tested. Labs are processing about 100,000 tests every day.
ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow is live on the scene at a testing site for first responders and healthcare workers in Chicago and joins us live on the KSL Newsline. Most of the news headlines, Ryan, are coming out of New York. What's happening there in Chicago?
Oh, yeah, right now where I'm at this drive-up testing facility, they've opened it up now not just to first responders and first-liners, but also to anyone 60 or over with a medical condition and now 18 or over who are showing symptoms. So obviously this is a very long line. I've been out here for a little bit. They haven't even opened it up. So a half hour to go in the line of cars snakes all the way around the city block. They've got 500 tests they're going to perform here today. Once they're out, they're out. They're going to start shut it down and start it back up again tomorrow. But obviously now that you've got 18 or older who are showing symptoms, you've got a lot of more people who are able to come out and try to get these tests.
So once they perform the test, how long until the results are back?
Days. And, of course, that's not good for our first responders and first liners, right? I mean, because you want to know right away, especially if you're going to the job later today, you don't want to find out Thursday or Friday that you've had it this whole time. But, unfortunately, that's the situation is they're still going to labs. Now, there are new tests out there. We've been hearing about the Abbott Labs test that can, have results within 15 minutes. Those are being distributed. Those kits are being distributed across the country, but obviously to certain hospitals where they're needed, maybe a couple dozen or a dozen per state, depending on which state. So the testing's ramping up. Unfortunately, the results aren't coming as quickly as people want, but things are moving at a more accelerated pace than they were even just last week.
That rapid test you're talking about from Abbott Labs, most people probably have had one of those at one time or another in their lives for strep. And I know, me personally, I've had false positives on strep before with one of those tests, even though you do get your results fairly quickly.
Yeah, and that's the concern. And really, there are more kits that could come to the market here very soon, but the concern is that there will be mistakes, that people won't do it properly. Even if kits are ready, you're going to have to take a swab of yourself. You're going to have to put it in the sterilized tube. You're going to have to make sure that it remains below 46 degrees. And something like that just doesn't seem feasible because then you have to mail it off to someone. So those kind of tests aren't on the market yet. The other thing that should be hitting the market here pretty soon, we're hoping to see, is tests that will allow you to see if you've already had COVID-19. Perhaps you're immune to it. So that's something that could be ramping up here, and you may be hearing more about in the coming weeks.
Is anyone following the people who, you know, the tests of people who are have been in connection with those who have COVID-19? So trying to sort of follow the cluster. So one person has it, and then they anyone who's been in contact with that those people.
That's the goal. That's the goal, is to try to find out who's had it, who hasn't had it, and try to protect the communities in one way or another. Unfortunately, because so many people can have COVID-19 and not show symptoms, it's very, very difficult, especially when you have limited amounts of tests, to find out who it is you can test. You could have COVID-19 and not know it, or you could be a healthy young person, have COVID-19, have a feeling you have COVID-19, and there may be no tests available for you. That's one of the reasons they opened up a testing center like this, was just to give people information, yes, you have it, or no, you don't.
Yeah, and trying to follow where these test machines are going around the country has been kind of like pin the tail on the donkey, because we do, even you talk about a limited number of tests, we have a limited number of those rapid test machines even that are being specifically sent to areas of the country.
Well, and it's tough, too, to know. Do you want to send it to a place that has it already, or do you want to send it to a place that doesn't have it to see if people have it? So, you know, it's very difficult. Abbott Labs is trying to churn these things out as quickly as possible. And the governments, whether it be at the state level or the federal level, are trying to sort them out as to where they should go. But obviously, I mean, they're taking a gamble, too, one way or another. Do you go to the hot spots? Do you go to places that may soon be hot spots? And that's the challenge these government officials are having.
Do we have enough tests now? Is that a number that someone's ascertained?
No. I think every health professional will say that there is not enough tests. I mean, look, we've got a country of, you know, 300 million people with only 1.6 million people who have been tested to this point. So the answer is no. They're trying to do this as quickly as possible. And unfortunately, you've got situations like I'm seeing right now. Many of the people here in this line are first responders or frontliners who have already been tested before, but they have to continuously be tested. So some of these tests may have been performed on people three, four, five times just because they've got to go back into the field of battle.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate your coverage there in Chicago. ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow, that really is one of the challenges. You could be negative yesterday, and as a first responder, you get called out on another incident, and you'd be positive 24 to 48 hours later. So how many times
can you
do that? Yeah.
Right. Our special hour of coverage will continue at 6:15. We'll get the latest on the fight against COVID-19 from ABC News. Then KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce will begin a special series this week on the effects of the coronavirus on Utah. She'll have more with the head chef of a Salt Lake restaurant struggling with takeout only.
Look forward to that.